A setting the bar story, Kelly.
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, this involves one of our favorite childhood cartoons. Bluey!
Bluey, okay.
So,
not Blue's Clues, Bluey.
No, Bluey.
Yeah.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without holding a free Bluey event that so many people attended, it turned into an absolute disaster. You're doing okay.
How did it turn into a disaster? So, everybody showed up. Sounds like a great event.
Right? This business in Vegas tried to hold a free Bluey event last weekend. And it absolutely turned into a disaster when it went viral because it caught... So thousands of people, that basically way more people attended than they were prepared for.
Ah, kind of like our little Justin Bieber concert back in the day?
Yeah, sure. That,
we were like, what's a Justin Bieber? And then 12,000 people showed up.
Right. So thousands of people tried to get into this event. Staff couldn't handle it all. Kids and parents were all kind of, they were kind of like upset about the whole thing. Here they are.
When I saw him, my best ignore him. I was mad. He looked like unexpected. We could like see his beard.
The kids were distraught. Some kids were crying. Some kids were upset, crying in their parents' shoulders. It was a very upsetting moment to see so many kids, especially my daughter, just really upset.
Yeah.
Wait. Did they say that I heard Bluey's beard?
Beard. So here's the thing. It wasn't like a sanctioned Bluey event, an official Bluey event. So they didn't have
an official Bluey there.
Well, no, they were basically taking costumes and buying them off of Amazon.
Oh,
so,
no.
It was a free event. The restaurant and the business apologized on social media saying, we're sorry this event wasn't to standard. And they admitted that, look, hey, we were just literally overwhelmed. There were way too many people, long lines. It was free, keep in mind.
Right.
Now knowing who Bluey is, we would have planned ahead and would have had security. There would have been more door regulations.
Yeah, so that's the business kind of talking about.
Better costumes for Bluey.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, but it was a free event.
Sure.
I mean, you didn't have to pay to get in.
But apparently they've learned their lesson. You better bring the thunder if you're going to say you got a Bluey event.
I mean.
Because Bluey is kind of a big deal.
I mean, but is this not also on the parents to just be like, hey, let's just enjoy what this is, you know?
Well,
we don't need to freak out and cause a big stink about this.
Sure, but if there were so many people there, and I can understand getting a little miffed that they were underprepared.
Yeah, so
for how popular that was going to be.
So I think this is a different category than the Willy Wonka experience in Scotland.
Right.
You remember? And that went viral like a couple months ago.
So not like an overpromise, underdeliver kind of a thing, but kind of?
Well, but this was a free event. You're not buying tickets to get in. So,
but still, if it's an event, you expect like, so, you know, it to be special when you show up. And I think a lot of people showed up expecting that. And it was not
some,
as special as they were hoping.
Right. There were some that defended the business saying, look, it was a free event. It's a risk you take when you come to these things. Another said, look, my son loved it. So thank you for the hosting it and stuff like that. So not everybody was outraged, but a majority were.
Okay.
So, yeah. So there you go. A little.
Bless their hearts, though. Right? Best of intentions? This is the best of intentions.
Yeah,
it went a little sideways.
I guess. Yeah, it went a little sideways. And
so do some research before you plan an event around a super mega popular
children's show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Bluey is, by the way, a fantastic show because it has humor for adults and for kids.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so there you go. A little setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without holding a free Bluey event that so many people attend, it turns disastrous. You're doing okay.
Bless their hearts, though.
Yeah, this is a tap on the head, bless your heart moment.